What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Q&A series. I'm thinking about Q&A with E. I don't know. Somebody told me the other day, and I think I kind of like it. So if you like Q&A with E, let me know what you think. I'm going to dive right into it. So the question we have today is, what are some tips to curb hunger while in a caloric deficit? So there's a couple things you could do and a couple things that have a couple different benefits for each thing, but I'll just start listing them one by one here. So the first one is by far and large going to be eat more protein. Make sure you're getting not just sufficient, but pretty much basically more than sufficient protein in your diet. Now, what does that look like? I would say if you're doing it by like a macro-based percentage, anywhere from 40 to, you could go all the way up to 50, but 50 is a bit much. I would say anywhere from 40 to 45% of your diet should be protein. That normally gets you right around like a gram per body weight. So if you weigh like 140, that'll normally get you right around like 140, 150 grams of protein per day. So that would definitely help your hunger, because protein is by far the most satiating food. Fat is up there too, or macronutrient. Fat is up there too, but protein is I would say probably by far the most satiating food. And it just has so much different micronutrients in there, whether it's like zinc, whether it's B12, whether it's magnesium. There's so many different things that are in a lot of proteins, like definitely like steak and like whole eggs and stuff like that. So that will definitely fill you up and keep you full, even if you are in a caloric deficit. What I wanna say is like, there will be times when you're hungry because you are dieting. Like, I mean, that is going to happen. I don't want to say like it's not going to happen. You might be able to mask it much, much, much more than like what you have right now or whatever it is. But like, you will be hungry sometimes, and just know like that's okay. But there is a lot of stuff you can do to mitigate that as much as you can. So the first one will definitely just be eat more protein. So like I said, around 40 to 45% of your diet should be protein. And that, like I said, that basically equates to around like a gram per body weight. So if you're doing that, that might solve it right there. So I would definitely suggest that. The next thing would be eat more vegetables, eat more greens. Nine times out of 10, like what I tell people is like, how many vegetables are you eating a day? Well, I have a salad and I have some spinach with my eggs. Like, cool. Like, do you even know how much that is? Like, no, I just kind of put it in there. Okay, cool. Like, what I would tell you is if you are actually really, really, really hungry while you're dieting, try to have like 2 cups of vegetables per meal. Tell me if you're hungry then. I guarantee you will not be fucking hungry then if you're eating 2 cups of vegetables per meal. That's just, the thing is, not only do the vegetables and the greens have a lot of like micronutrients that basically like give your body what it needs. It kind of fuels your body up with the right nutrients, so you're not hungry, you don't have cravings, it makes you feel fuller. Like, it just gives your body what it needs, so your body responds to that and it kind of feels full from that. But also, like, on top of that, you can eat 2 cups of greens. It can be like 30 calories, but you're eating so many fucking greens. Like, you're eating so much food volume. The more food volume you have, the more food you have in your stomach, the fuller you're gonna feel. So if you can have more food in your stomach with less calories, yeah, you're going to feel full because there's more food in your stomach, which will help your hunger, because you will feel full because of the food volume you are eating. So like, those are the two things big with vegetables, is like the micronutrients that are in there will help satisfy your body. And also you can just eat so much of them and be full. You can be full from eating so much. So that can definitely help your hunger right there. The next one I want to talk on is stick to as much real foods as you possibly can. So I know like people have this thing where, you know, they have busy lives, kids schedule, their schedule, job schedule, whatever it is. Like, you guys have busy lives, I understand. But like, as much as you can stick to real foods, that is going to benefit you dramatically, because our bodies are meant to digest real foods. They're not meant to digest a protein bar that somebody made. Like, they're meant to digest real food. So as opposed to doing like the protein bars, or as opposed to doing stuff like that, I'm not saying it's awful, I'm not saying it's terrible. Like, I tell my clients all the time, like, yes, you can have a protein shake here. Yes, you can have kind of like an RX bar there, or whatever it is. But like, as much real food as you possibly can is going to be the best for you. Your body strives off real food. We are meant to digest real food. So I would make sure you get as much real food as you possibly can. As much real vegetables, as much real lean meat, as much real carbohydrates, like not processed, not sugary carbohydrates. Like, as much of those real nutrient-dense foods you guys can get to your body, your body's going to respond, and it's going to feel fuller. You're going to operate better. You're going to function better, perform better, all that kind of stuff. So stick to as much real food as you possibly can. And the last one is just going to be try to get around 10 to 15 grams of fiber per 100 pounds. So like if you weigh like 150, try to get around like 15 grams of fiber a day. Fiber would obviously help you keep you full, it'll help your digestion. It takes really, really long to digest in your system. So if you do have a little bit of fiber, it will keep you full. Like, so if you know like you can't eat for a certain amount of time or something like that, like have some fiber before then. It will fill you up. It will take longer to digest, so you won't be as hungry during those up and coming hours and stuff like that. So those are four tips I have for you guys. I hope they help. If you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me a DM, send me an email, whatever it is. I do these for you guys. I do these to try to answer your questions, whatever it is. So please feel free to reach out. If you like this kind of format, again, please feel free to reach out. Other than that, thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.